Is there any analogy between the travail of the Michigan Supreme Court in this period and what happened in California when three justices were recalled? You remember in about 1986 or somewhere in there?
I'm not sure, were they recalled or did they get the vote of non-retention?
Maybe that is what
California Supreme Court justice.
I misspoke. It was
stand for retention. The question on the ballot is, shall Justice so-and-so be retained in office? And three of them said no. The voters said no, they shall not. Well, the election came, of course, prior to the end of their terms and so forth, and there was a terrible hiatus there in the California. That's a different election system, of course, one that has been sometimes suggested for the state of Michigan. The justices run on a retention system rather than an adversary system between two persons running for an office. The question is, shall so-and-so be retained? And we've never come to that, and a number of states do have it. But yes, there would be a strong analogy to the California, where the voters turned out three justices of the California Supreme Court all at once. And I don't imagine that the California Supreme Court functioned very well during that period of time.
Probably not, but they're undoubtedly, given the set of premises involved in the standing for re-election or for confirmation, there probably is some transitional mechanism there, would you not think?
Well, I would think, yes.
They'd
probably
have to serve at least until the pool was canvassed.
Yes.
Some other.
Right. But I suspect when you suddenly, like in California, have three members of the court who the voters said we don't want on the court anymore, it must create a not very pleasant atmosphere in which to work. Our situation was a difficult atmosphere, but it was one not of our making nor of the voters' making. So we headed into 1976 then with a full complement of justices and able to hear all of the cases and everyone to participate, unless there were some reason that they recused themselves from a case, in hearing everything and deciding everything that came before us. But there was that 1 year period in which the upheaval was very consequential and disrupted the whole entire Supreme Court operation, no question about it.
Yes, that was a... I guess that was an event without precedent.
There was nothing nothing that I know of or have ever heard of that was comparable in the state of Michigan, at any rate, to the upheaval that we had for that 1 year. And certainly nothing since, where there was a time that there were only five justices on the court, actually. A period not too long, but nonetheless a period where there were only five of us around the table.